That was the huge talent of singer-songwriter Delta Goodrum with a song about a time in her life when she felt paralysed. And I imagine during the pandemic, and particularly during the lockdown here in Melbourne, there were many people who did feel somewhat paralysed. Belinda Jackson wasn't one of them, though. Now, Belinda and I spoke recently for the show about life under lockdown in this town, and it turned out that she discovered her next-door neighbour was a pretty good photographer. Well, they ended up working together, sort of over the back fence, perhaps, and they put words and pictures together to tell a story in a book of life in the suburbs during COVID. While we were locked down, living under a rock, do you know, Belinda got together with a neighbour and they produced a book. Tell us about this effort of yours, this entrepreneurial effort during the lockdown, Belinda.
Well, let me tell you, it didn't start off as an entrepreneurial idea. It started off as a method of survival. So I live in Melbourne, and you know, as Melbourne listeners are fully aware, we had so many lockdowns. And in the first lockdown, I'd had a new neighbour move in next door, literally about a month before we went into lockdown. And we met each other over the back fence. So we would be standing there talking, and it turned out that my neighbour, Jude Van Dalen, is a portrait photographer, a professional photographer. And she, to keep a connection with people when we first went into the, you know, the first of our lockdowns in March of 2020, she started photographing people in our area and saying, "What are you doing in lockdown that's different?" The thing that triggered her interest was a friend, a school mum that she knew, said that her boys, when we heard that the local library was going to close, rushed down there and they borrowed some astonishing sort of 70 plus books. And she said, "I'd love to take a photo of this. Can I pop over?" And the boys stacked them up in this massive column, which was almost as tall as the two boys who were sort of in there, you know, 9 and 11. And she took a photo. And then, wow, she said, "Just fry it a little bit and we'll pop it up on Facebook." Then she started putting up more stories and more photos, and people started contacting her saying, "Hey, I'm doing this. I'm starting, you know, I've taken my business online as a fitness instructor, or, you know, I've started designing cards in my backyard. I've turned my garage into an art studio." And she started collecting the stories, and we were hanging over the back fence, and I said, "Oh, do you just want me to fix up a few apostrophes and stuff?" So from that moment, we can't actually remember how either of us said, "Hey, let's make this a book." It just started to happen. So Jude and I created what's become a hardcover black and white book called Together Apart, Life in Lockdown.
I love it. What a great name too.
Well, it was. You know, we felt so disconnected. You know, I think that was the mood for a lot of people around. You know, that was the overarching mood for so many people, that they didn't have that connection. And so we tried to show what people were doing when we were hidden away from each other in our own houses. So Jude shot the book actually very quickly early in the lockdowns, and a lot of it is before masks became compulsory, which when you look at it now is quite weird. Can you think, wow, we're in a global pandemic and we weren't wearing masks?
Yeah.
And it was before vaccines started to be talked about, and people, I think, were, you know, I don't know about you, but I was pretty poleaxed by it. And especially being a travel writer, you know, my job is travelling, and suddenly to find that you couldn't go over the other side of the world, you couldn't go to a different state, you couldn't even go more than 5 kilometres past your house, was quite shocking.
Yeah, it was.
You know, this is Travel Writers Radio, and we're talking about, you know, the collapse of an industry, really.
So, absolutely.
Yes,
the road not travelled.
The road absolutely not travelled, or the only one that you were travelling was to your post box and back, or as you collected yet another parcel from somebody on the other side of the city.
Yes.
So that's where Together Apart.
It's a great idea. I love it. That's a great idea. And so you published this yourselves, did you?
We did. It was definitely a learning curve to self-publish. We learned a lot about the process. I think at the time some of the publishers we approached thought it was just too raw, too soon possibly. But we published it just as we got out of our lockdown in December 2020. So we just come out of that weird bubble that we'd found ourselves in. But now I think the book has become a time capsule, really.
Oh, I bet.
Of how we were feeling at the time. You know, it's very different to how we're feeling now. You know, we've changed. We've changed as a society. We've changed how we approach the virus. We changed our way of thinking in so many ways. I mean, for somebody to say, hey, look, I run a personal fitness business and I'm going to take it online. Everyone's like, wow, that's a crazy idea. And now, of course, it's sort of commonplace.
Absolutely. So
it's that snapshot that we set out to catch.
No, I think it sounds like a terrific idea. And is it still available? Can people get it?
It's absolutely still available.
How do they do that?
They can order it on our website, which is lockdownstories.com.au.
Lockdownstories, plural.com.au.
That's right.
Okay. And you'll ship it out to them?
And we will ship it out, yes, because some things don't change. You know, I kind of think, why didn't I buy into a courier company before?
Mm.
But yes, we've shipped the book all over the world.
Really?
You know, some people, you know, friends or, you know, people have heard of us through their friends. We had quite an interesting woman who said that she bought books only history books that were written only in the time that it was occurring, because she said after that it all becomes opinion and conjecture, whereas she wanted to capture the raw emotion and the honesty that is the time that we're living in. So, but then we've had, you know, people from the Netherlands, you know, from the US, the UK, ordering the books as they wanted to see, you know, they wanted to make that connection.
I was going to ask you whether you thought there might be an update of the edition.
Well, we have been asked that before, and I keep saying, I don't know that I can go through the self-publishing process.
Yet right.
Again, it's pretty terrifying, you know. I mean, I'm lucky, you know, being a journalist, and have plenty of journalist and editor friends. I was just borrowing and stealing and saying, can you please read this manuscript for me and tell me what you think?
Mm.
So I leaned on all of my friends and said, you know, I need to borrow your professional skills. And because so many of us were out of work at the time, it was like, yeah, sure, I'll sit up and read stories. And some of them are, you know, some of them are really uplifting, people talking about how they changed their lives, they found new space or connection with their families. Others, you know, we had a girl who she and her husband got married on the eve of the first lockdown, and they had to bring their wedding forward by a couple of weeks. So they had this tiny wedding, and then they actually flew somehow or other to Barcelona in the middle of the pandemic to undergo IVF treatment, which has been successful, we're happy to report. But
story, Belinda.
I know.
Maybe they can talk to you on radio about it.
Maybe they will, yes. So that's
we can bring the book to life. What do you reckon?
I can do. I'd love to do that. You know, people that we photographed people that were like women. There was a woman who was pregnant, and then we photographed her with her baby afterwards. And
yeah,
you know, there's some really sweet stories.
Oh, well, I think that sounds great. I think we've started a dynasty here.
I'm always happy to be part of a dynasty. Actually, you'll be the first, because no one's ever invited me into it.
Oh, well, there you go. There's light at the end of the tunnel, and the cloud's got a silver lining for you. Well, I love that, and I'll look forward to it. I haven't actually seen the book. I saw the media release about it, so maybe I should pony up my money and buy a copy from you for posterity, so that we're on the same page when I'm talking to you, hey?
The starving artists will always accept. Thank you.
Indeed. All right, Belinda, thank you very much for that. And people know now where to get the book, and it's well photographed. I know it's well written. So what more could you ask? That was Belinda Jackson. And since she's co-hosting with me right now, can I ask, Belinda, how do we get a copy of this book, please?
Well, thanks, Graham. You can definitely order a copy of Together Apart at our website, which is www.lockdownstories.com.au.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks very much, Belinda.
Thank you.